Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. And just a real quick, Chiron through the signs. Shout out to Lisa Tahiri.
Yes, Tahir.
Tahir. I just grabbed this for her because she has some quick ones.
Did you know she lives here?
Yes.
She reached out to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just looked up and we have the book over here and all that. And I looked her up and I was surprised. I was like, oh, wait, she's right here.
Yes, she is. I look forward to meeting her.
The name of her book, everybody, is The Chiron Effect, Healing Our Core Wounds Through Astrology, Empathy, and Self-Forgiveness. So shout out to Lisa.
Yeah.
Aries, you're looking at value and worth. Chiron in Taurus, neglect. Chiron in Gemini, attunement. Chiron in Cancer, abandonment.
Chiron, which again is very much that parent-child thing, right?
Yes.
Abandonment, yeah.
Chiron in Leo, creativity. Chiron in Virgo, health and routines. Chiron in Libra, personal independence. Chiron in Scorpio, personal power. Sagittarius, truth or illusions. Chiron and Capricorn, responsibility. Chiron and Aquarius, connection to community. And Chiron and Pisces, self-care. And I added one, boundaries. Or lack thereof.
Yeah, Lisa's written a really nice book if you're interested in exploring like the psychology of Chiron in your life.
Yeah. The last thing I have, last two statements I have about Chiron is dealing with Chiron is actually equivalent to a snake shedding skin.
I mean, that makes some sense to me along the way that I also see, really it's not an asteroid, I don't think, but the constellation of Asclepius, you know, like healing. It is a healing thing, but it's like sometimes you have to make it worse before you can make it better, you know?
Yeah, and hey, a snake is uncomfortable in that skin and has to scrape and all that to start to get the peeling process because it's outgrown that situation. Hey, here's the question. How many snakes people get caught and can't get that skin off of them?
Yeah. No, I like that. It's a good allegory.
Mm-hmm. And the last thing I have about Chiron is Chiron is equivalent to the story of Jesus. We all have a cross to carry.
That's fascinating. Yeah, I hadn't thought of it that way. But certainly there's some, not a lot. I mean, you think about their birth stories and in some ways they're the same, right? Because you have an immortal and a mortal, right? But Jesus' parents, as far as we know, didn't reject him, you know?
Yeah, well, but
they both were great teachers, healers, seers of the future.
Well, what I meant by that is, hey, Jesus was born. He came down here to go through some stuff, and then he died.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty much what we're doing. Hey, we were born. We got to go through some stuff, which would be the cross we have to carry. That would be whatever. Insert your trauma is your cross.
Insert your trauma here. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, whatever it is. Hey, if you getting hit in the head with a pillow of flour, feathers, it's a traumatic experience to you. Who am I to tell you that wasn't traumatic? But you still got to carry that cross of getting hit with them pillows.
No, that's a really good point. And I can see, multiple, parallels even between the storylines of their lives in many ways.
Yeah, hey, even Jesus, say, hey, I don't want to do this. Can you make this
take
pass?
Take this burden.
Can you take this? Nah, bro, you got to go through it. Yep. Hey, this is the things that happen to us in our life, we have to go through. And me being an astrologer, and the more and more I learn and see timing and all that stuff, I'm like, wait, some of this stuff was built in the cake already. Because how do I know this person from, I don't know you from a piece of sand. And you tell me your date, and I'm looking at this, and something telling me, hey, man, something went down at 25 years old, man.
it does make one question.
Hey.
The nature of reality and how much free choice we have.
Hey, there it is. Any last words you want to leave with the people when it comes to Chiron?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of started off on the journey not knowing whether I would find anything useful or meaningful at all as I started reading about the Chiron literature. And what I was surprised about was Chiron's relevance in my own life and the story it told me. And so, if it's something that you feel called to, I would say explore it on your own. And I also just think it's a really great expression of, like, sometimes you just got to listen to those little inner calls that say, hey, point in this direction, read this book. So I hope it sparks some curiosity. That would be my biggest wish.
But give your disclaimer, though.
My disclaimer?
As far as, hey, if you do go into this realm, what should someone expect?
Right. Well, you never know what you're going to find. But I feel like if it's calling to you and you feel curious about it, it's probably for a reason.
Well, is Denise saying, if you go into that Chiron door, are they going to find a party and with balloons? And
no, it will probably not be. But what I do think you may find is some unique skills that you have, because oftentimes it is true that, for example, for part of my, we talked about Chiron and Aries as being worth. And I didn't see that in my day-to-day experiences. But when I think about it, I kind of struggled with worth and the question of worth, because I felt like there are people in this world who, like, they're in junior high and they're in high school and they're in college and they always know what they want to be when they grow up, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is wrong with me that every 3 years I change my mind, right? Like that I have a job or I buy a place and then I move and blah, blah, blah. And I hadn't yet come to appreciate that Uranian aspect of myself. That one of my greatest gifts is the ability to be flexible and adapt and to change and to learn and to grow. And so maybe for me, that is part of where Chiron helped me see that was a skill that I had that I wasn't valuing.
It could be worse.
Yeah.
You could be stuck in Oklahoma still.
I mean, I could be, but on the other hand, there are people for whom that is what they want for their life and they're extremely happy doing it. Yeah. And I always sort of felt like there was something weird about me because that is not what I wanted, right? Mm-hmm. Because my family's story is different. Mm. Yeah. So.
All right.
So maybe it reveals, something about you that is, where you think your flaw is actually a strength.
All right. I guess I'm just saying that, Denise, because I don't want people to be listening to us to talk about Chiron and we just having a conversation about it, but then they dig into Chiron and it's like, whoa, why did they tell me to open this Pandora's box?
You're right. So maybe have a therapist on call.
I was just saying, hey, y'all be forewarned. Yeah. This is not a party. Chiron is not a party.
Perhaps a trigger warning for Chiron.
There you go. How can the people get in touch with you? What do you want to know?
Yeah, I have a website, Astrology with Denise. It's Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E. And I'm sure you'll put that in your show notes or your links. And so I also have social media accounts, but really the best way is just go to my website and sign up for the newsletter. And then you'll get, all the links to social media there on my website.
And if someone wants a reading with you, they could sign up there as well?
Absolutely. You can schedule a session. I do a lot of them on Zoom, like we're talking today by video. Right. But if you're in the New Orleans area and you want to meet in person, I can also do that.
What's your name on social media?
Instagram and Twitter, or X, is Legendary Denise.
All right.
At Legendary Denise.
You guys make sure y'all follow her, like her.
Thank you, Paul.
And with that being said, I want to thank everyone for joining me for episode 57, Chiron, the Wounded Healer. I want to thank Denise again for coming again and blessing us with her knowledge. Please come to the website, become a member, so you can get updates every time I do a new post or a new blog. And by the way, I know some of y'all are sitting out there just waiting on the videos because y'all don't like to read. Well, newsflash, I don't do a video for every blog. So there is information that you guys are missing. Also, there are guests also writing blogs. There's no videos for them. I also added a forum section. Please come by, join the discussion, even start a discussion or ask a question. Mr. Mental Reset just dropped a few thoughts in the forum section when it comes to appreciation. Make sure you guys check that out. I would like to thank all of y'all for your support in 2023. Let's continue this in 2024. Shout out to all the contributors to IamAstrologyReadings.com. Again, you know how I thank all of y'all. Please follow, share, like, subscribe to the show. Make sure you leave a comment on said videos on social media. I will get back with you and reply. And you know how I end this all the time. Know thyself and balance your energy.
I started off with questions, and then it's number two. Things on my mind, why this, why that, what should we do? The questions led to searching, he's diving into seeking. Profiles are getting leaking, these niggas get to tweaking. You don't be getting to preaching, you don't be telling me that my fate is in the stars, you read my energy. You got the recipe to get the ecstasy. I'm shifting gears on the things that you won't believe. Now people don't deceive, these stars on Christmas Eve. It's from the start, that's why you trap, you stuck, you cannot leave. You best be on your knees, confess your sins of boo. Don't have no question, have the face you trust, you told the truth. You think you can't be slanted? You think it's just be blinded? It's warfare, the bonds explode, collateral damage. I manage to maintain, to explain. We hit it, evolve, but ain't the damn thing change.
I am astrology reading, right?
I have a question.
2-1-2.
Whatever should we do?
What?
You diving in the seeking.
Splash.
These niggas get the tweaking.
Tweaking.
You don't be telling me.
Who are you, man?
You read my energy? You get the ecstasy? On the things that you won't believe.
1, 2, 3.
You stuck, you
can't go nowhere,
leave.
Man.
Confess your sins on
both. Get on your knees.
You trust, you told the truth.
You think?
Slant it. Plant it. Collateral damage.
I manage.
We hit it, evolve.
That's
but
broke.
Then the damn thing changed.
I am astrology reading, man.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.